A grandmother who says she cooks with cannabis to ease her depression has been found guilty of growing and possessing the drug. More on that.
I don't want to come down. It's too fun to be high. Nah, I want to get baked every day for the rest of my life.
Spark up, sit back, smoke up. It's time for Oz's Smoke Shed.
Fans of vaporizing will recognize that sound as the sound of an Iolite inhale, heating up. Why am I smoking a portable vaporizer? Well, I'll tell you in a little bit. First of all, I'd like to say hello and welcome to Oz's FAQs. That's Oz's Frequently Asked Questions. I've come down here to my smoke shed with a joint of the wonderful Amnesia Haze. Thank you very much, Holland. And I am going to answer another question for you. We've had a couple of questions answered so far. We've looked at why stoners get red eye and also which way is better to roll a joint, putting the roach on the left or the right hand side. But we've got another question today that comes in from a fella called G. And let's have a look at that now. It says, Dear Oz, I have a question only your illustrious brain can answer. I don't know what illustrious means, but I think it's a positive word. The first question is, why does the man I've to call uncle persist in touching my special garden with his tongue? Well, on that particular question, G, I'm afraid I can't answer that. It hasn't got anything to do with smoking weed. Unless by special garden you mean grow room, there's not a lot I can do to help you. Man, the Iolite's really interruptive, I find, for podcast, and it makes a lot of burning noise. Hold on, I'm just going to have to smoke some vapor here. Yeah, that is quite good. I'm smoking some Great White Shark from the vaporizer, and it tastes lovely. He goes on to say in his email, Mr. G here, on a green-related subject, if money/stock isn't considered, is it better for one's health to smoke joints made up entirely of weed, discarding tobacco altogether? I look forward to your answer, both of them. G. Well, as I said, G, I've given you the answer to my previous question, not really weed-related, not my area of expertise, but on the question, if resources aren't to be considered, is it better for your health to smoke joints made of weed or tobacco? Well, I'll tell you the answer, that's quite simple. The answer is neither, really, because smoking inherently is bad for you. Smoking, inhaling, should I say, any kind of smoke is very bad for you. If inhaling smoke wasn't bad for you, then firemen wouldn't have flashing blue lights and wouldn't rush to the scenes of fires. If there was people trapped inside, they just leave them there and the people could quite casually walk out, easily slipping past the fire. So basically, breathing in any kind of smoke, because it contains carcinogens, is very, very bad for you. In terms of taste, that's another matter. I prefer, as regular listeners will know, to smoke a tobacco weed mix of around about 70% weed, 30% tobacco. I think it makes it smoke better, and I much prefer it. But of course, there is an inherent danger in the fact that I am then taking what is a filtered cigarette, removing the tobacco, removing the filter, and putting it into a paper with a cardboard roach at the bottom, therefore not having any kind of filter on the once filtered tobacco. So obviously, again, you're then making it even stronger, which is probably increasing the danger. In terms of the marijuana versus tobacco argument, people often say that a joint is 3 times the danger of a cigarette, and this isn't entirely true. Different studies have said different things. I would say that I don't think weed is as bad for you as cigarettes because of all the man-made chemicals that are put into tobacco. However, I do think that any kind of smoking is not good for you. That's why I brought along the vaporizer. Vapor. In order to demonstrate that point today, because the vaporizer is a slightly healthier way. Instead of inhaling smoke, you're inhaling vapor because it's not heated to the same temperature. However, despite the amazing things that people say and what they call the vaporizer revolution, I still believe that inhaling vapor and vaporizers themselves are not 100% healthy, although I think they're definitely better than smoking at getting toward that. I'm probably going to get hate mail for that, but I don't care. In terms of preference, you could smoke a joint without any tobacco in it. Lots of people do. It doesn't tend to smoke as well. Sometimes people smoke it in a blunt, or a blunt wrap, which is a skin that's made from cigar tobacco. But again, you're obviously smoking quite heavy tobacco there. It does make people cough quite badly. It's really all a matter of choice. But in terms of your question, if money / stock isn't considered, is it better for one's health to smoke joints made up entirely of weed, discarding tobacco altogether? Then the answer is yes, probably. But if money isn't a question, go out and buy a vaporizer or a portable vaporizer like the lovely purple one that I have, and you can get yourself something that isn't going to be that bad for your health. So there you are, G, and I hope things work out with your uncle persisting of touching you in your special garden. Tell him to stay out of his garden, tongue or no tongue. That's Oz's FAQs for today. Be sure to listen in to Urban Smoker channel again. We've got lots of great shows. Urban Smoker, the original show, is going through a bit of an upgrade, but some of the episodes of the first series are there. You've also got the episodes of Oz's Smoke Shed, where we met all kinds of great people. And of course, you have the amazing mistress of marijuana, Nico Vicious, in her Hotbox Hostel, the latest episode called The Moving Hotbox Hostel, which was episode 6, and it's called Living in a Van is Odd, and it's where the mistress tells you all about the van she's been living in. If you have a look at the picture, it is green, so I think it's a pretty decent van myself. But be sure to listen in. Remember, if you have a question, we need them. We need your questions so that this show can work, because it's a question and answer show, and if you don't ask questions, I haven't got anything to answer. So get in touch at the MySpace, myspace.com/urbansmoker, or at facebook.com/urbansmoker. You can follow Nico Vicious on twitter.com/NicoVicious. You can email us at urbansmoker@hotmail.co.uk, or personally email me at thesmokeshed@hotmail.co.uk. Just means the Smoke Shed one I can look at if I'm in the Smoke Shed, but if you send it to Urban Smoker, I have to go into the studio, so it is annoying. Or you can leave a comment on this episode on the Podomatic page, urbansmoker.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening, and as the mistress would say, stay high. And as I'm going to say, man, I love smoking joints. Health risks be damned. Is that a tumour? All the bongs, all the blunts, all the buds, Oz's Smoke Shed on Podomatic.